This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. works on its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State group met Monday to chart future steps against the extremist group. That meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 7-year-old 83-member bloc. Participants were taking stock of current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of IS, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and have shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties a day after the U.S. warplanes conducted airstrikes against what the Pentagon called facilities used by the Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicles attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, targeted 3 operational and weapon storage facilities. The U.N. Human Rights Chief is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. Call comes from U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States. That report, a year in the making, hopes to build a momentum around the intensified scrutiny worldwide about the plight of